local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And you are looking live, or whatever it is that Brent Musburger used to say on ESPN. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, typically with Joe and Austin. The latter half is here. But if you were listening last week, you would know that Joe, sometimes he likes to take some holidays off, and that is what he has done today.
Yes.
So I'll be taking the charge. But as you just heard there, I am not alone. I'm joined by the fabulous Steve Taylor. Steve, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome. Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, it was fabulous.
I'm glad to hear.
We had perfect weather for a Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yes, we did. And that's the thing. It's kind of looking cloudy outside today, and I'm sure we'll get more details on the weather as we go through the evening. But, it was a beautiful weekend. Obviously too hot for my taste, but we typically hit that level once I get to around March anyway, so that's not too much of a surprise. All righty, 4:11. Just getting started here with our top three stories. The head of the World Health Organization says that he's confident that a deal can be reached on a so-called pandemic treaty, quote-unquote. WHO member states have been negotiating for more than 2 years to create new rules for responding to pandemics. Last week, they failed to come to an agreement on a draft deal, and in his opening address at the World Health Assembly on Monday, the director general of the WHO said, quote, "I know that there remains among you a common will to get this done." And then a possible pandemic treatment has seen some resistance, with a truck being seen near the UN headquarters in Geneva with a sign that said, quote, "No to the pandemic treaty, stop the UN power grab."
Well, former Georgia Senate candidate Chase Oliver is the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party. This comes as the party rejected both former President Trump and independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as their nominee. You see, Oliver described himself as armed and gay, that's in quotes, in the past, and helped force a runoff in the 2022 Georgia Senate race. The Libertarian Party chair deemed Trump ineligible for the nomination, and Kennedy was eliminated in the first round of voting. Trump wrote on Truth Social that he could not have accepted the nomination anyway due to being already the Republican Party's presumptive nominee.
I'm sure he would have liked to support nonetheless, though.
Right.
I will say, armed and gay.
I know. Maybe it was misspelled or something.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not a political buff, but that's definitely I'm not used to our politicians typically saying that. So we'll see how that works out for him.
Right.
And thirdly, here, the Japanese government says North Korea appears to have fired at least one missile today. Japan had issued an evacuation alert to people in Okinawa and the southern part of the country, understandably so. The warning was lifted, though, after the government said the missile was not expected to fly toward Japan. And apparently North Korea had earlier notified Japan that it had planned to launch a satellite.
Well, that's a good thing to let them know in advance.
Yeah, it seems like a bit of a false alarm. I'm hoping that North Korea notified them. That would have been, as you said, that would have been the civil move. But
yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. We're approaching traffic and weather, but before we do, Steve, how about you take us into local headlines?
Local headlines. Well, flags were placed at Barrancas National Cemetery on Saturday. The placement ceremony happened Saturday as hundreds of scouts, veterans, Patriot Guard members, and active duty military men and women took pause to remember the fallen. Commissioner Jeff Bagosh was among the attendees and shared photos of the event on his online blog. Also, he and his brother, Judge Gary Bagosh, gave the invocation.
And an incident report and 911 call have been released by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office in relation to the deputy-involved shooting death of senior airman Roger Fortson earlier this month. In the 911 call, a neighbor at Fortson's apartment complex reported that an argument had been ongoing for some time, then told the dispatcher she had heard several gunshots. A 30-page incident report was also released to Channel 3. However, nearly all of the information in the report was redacted, except the address of the apartment where it happened. Fortson was laid to rest in his hometown earlier this month, and his family is actively working alongside civil rights attorney Ben Crump. Let's see, just about 4:15 here, we will get our first quick check of the roads and weather. I looked at the map a little while ago. Hopefully, there should not be much going on. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking around here, the usual suspects that we deal with, Pine Forest Road, North Davis Highway, 9 Mile, Gulf Breeze Parkway, you know the drill. All of them are looking good, so it doesn't appear like there's going to be much going on the roads at this time. Steve, how's the weather looking, my friend?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. Look for a few clouds tonight, but mostly clear with a low of 76. Might be a few pop-up showers inland, though. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high about 89 degrees. Right now, it's 86 in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, and 86 in Milton, and that's the weather.
Thank you very much, sir. All right, carrying on with our state headlines here. Two more drug houses have been shut down by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office this month. That's making 24 for the year so far. That's always lovely.
Yeah.
One home on Gardenia Circle was recently targeted by law enforcement, while another on the 400 block of Rue Max was raided by the Sheriff's Office SWAT team and narcotics unit. Multiple drugs, guns, and cash were all recovered by investigators. And after the raids, the sheriff's office placed their infamous "This Drug House is Closed" sign in front of both properties.
Well, the U.S. Navy Blue Angels are now a top draw on Amazon's Prime Video service.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of the people who contributed to that because the minute it was streamed, I was able to watch it again. The new Blue Angels documentary, which was, of course, in Pensacola theaters last week, debuted last Thursday on Prime Video. It quickly took that number one spot on the platform. The documentary, if you haven't seen it, you gotta see it. It was filled with IMAX cameras and shows the Angels as they train and prepare for the flight season. And yes, the film is streaming now on Amazon Prime.
Excellent. Well, and now that it's streaming, I may have to watch it. I have not seen it yet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, not much of a theater goer. Joe, I think he did say he was going to see it, but he and I have not spoken about it. So just, I know it's hard not to be biased, especially in this area, but Steve, honest rating 1 to 10, what would you give it?
11.
In 11, wow.
Because from a documentary story, it basically took the Angels 1 year from when the newbies arrive in El Centro and they train for 3 months. And then, of course, they come here and do their shows throughout the country. And so much local geography is evident as you watch them fly. And the cameras, they put cameras everywhere on the planes. And just it was just phenomenal.
It does sound pretty cool.
You gotta see it. I mean, just...
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I mean, this is going to be the case with every place. And I know Pensacola is a pretty popular spot, relatively speaking, in the state of Florida. But no, I always love it when our little neck of the woods does get referenced on something like that. So that is pretty cool for sure. I'm going to have to check it out now that I know it's streaming, of course.
Tonight.
Yes. And a 21-year-old woman has died after being hit by a truck on Pine Forest Road. This happened shortly before midnight on Sunday. The Florida Highway Patrol says the truck was headed south when the woman walked out in front of the vehicle. She was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash, and the driver was identified as an 82-year-old man from Cantonment. He was not injured.
And speaking of accidents and traffic, a Pensacola man was among three people hurt in a wrong-way crash on I-10 in Okaloosa County on Friday. It happened on I-10 eastbound about 10:30 that night. The Florida Highway Patrol says the Pensacola man entered the interstate going westbound in the eastbound lanes, then hit a Dodge Charger head-on. That vehicle was driven by a 21-year-old Texas man. After hitting the Charger, the Pensacola man's vehicle rotated and hit an F-150 driven by a 65-year-old Crestview man. The Pensacola man was flown to the hospital with serious injuries. The Texas man was taken to the hospital by ambulance, and the Crestview man was treated at the scene. FHP says the investigation of that particular accident is ongoing.
My goodness. Just about 4:18 here, we will take our first quick break. When we return, state headlines and national news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now during our Memorial Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus free home delivery when you add any base. Ends Memorial Day. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the resignation of Mayor Heather Lindsay as the attorney for the city of Pensacola. Of course, she still is the mayor of Milton. In fact, that was the reason given for the resignation, is too much challenge to do both jobs. Also talked about President Trump going to the Libertarian Convention and why it didn't go so well for him and what you can learn from that experience. And of course, Memorial Day, as we remember those who gave their lives so that we could enjoy ours. You can listen to all of these podcasts on newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. A little bit early to 425, but we're going to go ahead and get our traffic and weather out of the way for two reasons. I am a man of reason. One reason is number one. Yes, one reason is because we've got a pretty easy going traffic and weather update. That should be the case for this evening. But secondly, we've got a pretty loaded state and national slate too. So we're just going to go ahead and wrap this one up here. Let's see. Looking at the roads, there is not much going on. If there is any problems that you're dealing with, they should not hold you up for too long. Steve, how about that weather, buddy?
Well, look for a few clouds. Tonight, low 76. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 89. Right now, it's 86 in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, and 86 in Milton.
All righty. I mean, we're knocking on the door at 424, so it wasn't even that early anyway.
Right.
Getting into state headlines here. Parades, graveside services, and other tributes are being held across the state of Florida to mark Memorial Day. Governor Ron DeSantis issued a statement reading, quote, "We honor and remember the service and sacrifice of those who bravely served and gave the last full measure of devotion to our nation." The governor also ordered flags to fly at half staff on government buildings to honor fallen heroes. A moment of silence is scheduled for 3 p.m., or was scheduled for 3 p.m., rather, to pay tribute to those who died in service to the country.
Well, a man is dead following an officer-involved shooting in Jacksonville. Investigators say a sheriff's deputy pulled up to a driver shooting into a car in Brentwood area in Jacksonville. That was yesterday afternoon. The officer shot the suspect several times, and he later died. This was Jacksonville's third officer-related shooting of the year.
Ugh. And a Pinellas County man is arrested after authorities say he drove drunk and then walked through a crime scene.
Ooh.
Yeah. One crime into another. The incident happened Saturday night when deputies were working a serious crash at 1st Street and 15th Avenue. They say 68-year-old Michael Kelly of Indian Rocks Beach drove up in an SUV, got out of the vehicle, and then walked through the police tape He allegedly showed signs of impairment and was booked on charges of DUI and obstructing an officer.
It's almost like he wanted to get arrested.
Exactly.
Well, a woman is facing numerous charges after a wild police pursuit in Tampa. WFLA-TV reports troopers tried to pull over Leslie Strickland's Tesla on the Howard Franklin Bridge late last night after reports about a dangerous driver. They say the 32-year-old was weaving in and out of traffic and sideswiped a concrete wall, forcing law enforcement to use a pit maneuver in order to stop her. Strickland reportedly smelled of alcohol and had slurred speech, later admitting to having a few drinks.
Yeah, a few drinks.
Just a few.
Whatever you say, Missy. I will say pit maneuvers, Joe and I talked about that recently. Local law enforcement has said, we're allowed to do that. Some people will just drive like bats out of heck on the roads, and they'll say, you can't do that. And the cops are like, yeah, we can.
Yeah, so sometimes that's the only way to stop them.
Exactly. So apparently it ain't just happening here. A massive fire has destroyed several travel trailers and a mobile home in Hernando County. The blaze broke out yesterday afternoon off of Route 301 in Ridge Manor. Witnesses called 911 after seeing heavy smoke coming from the area and hearing several explosions. Crews say the structures were fully engulfed with flames when they arrived, and no one was hurt, and the cause of the fire is under investigation.
Well, kicker Brandon McManus and the Jacksonville Jaguars are being sued by two women who claim that McManus sexually assaulted them during a team flight to London last season. The unidentified woman filed the lawsuit in Jacksonville and accused the kicker of rubbing himself against them and grinding on them during the flight. They also allege the Jags failed to supervise McManus and did not create a safe environment for the staff that was serving the team. They're suing for $1 million and demanding a jury trial. McManus signed a one-year deal with Washington Commanders earlier this year. I wonder what his salary was, thinking of the $1 million that they're demanding.
I don't know, but I'll tell you this ain't the last story we're going to hear about foolish kickers either. Here nationally, President Biden says he knows the pain for those who have lost someone who served in the U.S. military is still raw this Memorial Day. He spoke at the 156th National Memorial Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. Biden honored those who died in war, saying that those buried at military cemeteries are bound by the common commitment to the idea of the United States of America. Before his speech, Biden took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and he's expected to travel to Normandy, France next week to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
80 years, wow.
I know.
I remember when it was 20 years.
I do not.
I'm old. But yeah, I mean, when you think about that generation and the generations that have come along since, Memorial Day weekend is more than just mattress sales and things like that.
Of course.
This is basically honoring those who gave their all for the rest of us so we can live the way we live.
Absolutely.
Well, the threat of severe weather is expanding to the East Coast today. Luckily, we are not getting any of that. Over 70 million people from the south up to the northeast could see strong storms. Tornadoes are possible in areas from North Carolina to eastern Pennsylvania, including cities like Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. Heavy rainfall could be leading to flooding and Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. We're lucky we live here. This comes after several weather-related incidents killed at least 21 people in the U.S. this Memorial Day weekend.
And unfortunately, I paired these two stories together because it's unfortunately not just happening to the east of us, but also to the west.
Right.
Seven people are dead and more than 60 others are injured after an EF2 tornado tore through a Texas community late Saturday. Officials say the NWS confirmed the tornado came through Cook County, that's north of Dallas. Governor Greg Abbott and local officials say the tornado had winds of 135 miles per hour, which destroyed homes and businesses in the Cook, Denton, and Collin counties.
Well, this is a Memorial Day story because some of the people involved in World War II were the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yes.
One of the last of them passed away. Colonel Porcher Taylor Jr. died yesterday at the age of 99. He served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. He earned the Legion of Merit, the Bronze Star, the Meritorious Service Medal, and the Army Commendation Medal. And after he left the military, he got a Ph.D. in psychology and worked at Virginia State University as a professor and administrator. He's basically a guy who lived a full life and did a lot for America.
Yeah, a jack of all trades, definitely.
Yeah.
And court will not be in session today in observance of Memorial Day, giving former President Donald Trump the day off from his hush money trial in New York City. Over the weekend, Senator Tim Scott said he firmly believes Trump will be found not guilty, and the South Carolina Republican appeared on CNN's State of the Union, saying that Americans know when they see a two-tier justice system. Closing arguments in Trump's case are set for Tuesday.
Well, academic workers at UCLA and UC Davis are on strike tomorrow. Members of the United Auto Workers Local 4811 voted more than a week ago to authorize the strike. The workers are claiming the University of California system infringed on free speech rights and mishandled the demonstrations related to the Israel-Hamas war. Academic workers at UC Santa Cruz went on strike last week with similar grievances. UC officials filed an injunction with the State Public Employment Relations Board to stop the strike, but that request was denied.
My goodness, this is going to keep happening, Steve. Yeah. And a preliminary 3.5 magnitude earthquake hit near Lake Almanor in Northern California at 7:03 a.m. this morning. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey. And the quake was centered about a mile west of Lake Almanor, the Lake Almanor Country Club. Excuse me. That's in Plumas County. All right. You hear that music? That means it's 4:30. Time for our Fox News update. It's going to be followed by Your Money Now, CBS Sports Minute, so on and so forth. When we return, some sports headlines of our own, followed by some health, business, and science and pop culture. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Don't go anywhere now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund and National Park Service holding a Memorial Day ceremony in Washington today. FedEx CEO and Vietnam War veteran Frederick W. Smith speaking at the event and giving a special thank you to his fellow veterans.
I wanted to salute every one of you, every one of you, and to tell you how proud I was to serve with you. It was the honor of my life.
The ceremony paying tribute to all U.S. service members. A basketball legend has died, Fox's Joe Morgan reports.
Bill Walton, a two-time college basketball national champion, Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer, and two-time NBA champion, has died following a prolonged battle with cancer.
Walton was 71. After his playing career was over, he later became a beloved broadcaster. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Many drivers are choosing between a hybrid or an electric vehicle for their next car, and cost is a big factor. But it's not just about the upfront price anymore. Customers are weighing their driving habits, how long they plan to own the car, likely costs over time, and where they live when determining whether to buy an EV or a hybrid. Auto companies have moved to a message of consumer choice as EV sales remain sluggish, and they push back plans to aggressively roll out electric models. Meanwhile, the number of fast charging stations for electric vehicles continues to rise. A recent report from Anderson Economic Group says the number of EV fast charging stations increased by 47% nationally last year. AEG says also that as of April 2nd, there were about 9,200 DC fast charging stations around the country. The markets are closed for the holiday, but will reopen tomorrow morning. That's Your Money Now.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Boomer Esiason with the Sports Minute. San Antonio is contemplating how to spend its 4th and 8th overall NBA draft picks. When you rebuild around Victor Wembanyama, the results will be special. Because the 20-year-old, yes, he's only 20, 7'4" Frenchman is special. A unanimous Rookie of the Year, Wemby's also the first ever rookie to earn all defensive first team honors as well. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, save $8 on a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades in-store only. We'll even install them for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wing man. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 when Dusty Studer, the dean of the Warrington campus at Pensacola State College, will be on the show, letting you know everything you need to know about summer and fall registration, available programs, financial aid, and so much more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. Looking at the roads here, there hasn't been a ton going on so far this hour. Considering it's a holiday, it should hopefully stay that way. So there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long, at least at this time. Steve, how's the weather looking?
Well, it looks pretty good. Oh,
back to you.
Looking for our forecast. Few clouds tonight, maybe. Inland, we might see a shower or two. Low of 76. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 89. Right now, 86 in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, and 86 in Milton. And that's the weather on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Awesome. All right. Getting into sports here. Boy, howdy, is there a lot to cover.
Oh boy.
Some going on tonight, some not, some good, some bad. We got a bit of everything. Starting with the NBA, got a few headlines here. Eastern Conference Finals Game 4 is going to be tonight at 7 o'clock on both ESPN and ESPN2. It's the Celtics at Pacers. Celtics, they've squeaked their way into a 3-0 edge with the win. They will have punched their ticket to another NBA Finals. They're looking to win their first title since 2008. Meanwhile, yesterday, the Mavericks took a 3-0 lead on the Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals, so we may see two sweeps get us there.
Who are you pulling for?
Between Celtics and Mavs, I'm pulling for Mavs. I hate the Celtics. But that was the last finals matchup I wanted of our Final Four. So either way, I'm disappointed.
I'm still sad the Cavaliers didn't make it.
Yeah. I mean, because their history has kind of lived and died with LeBron, so it would be cool to see them win one without him.
Yes, it would have been cool. But here's some sad news, though. Bill Walton, the Hall of Fame center, best remembered for his successes in the late 70s with the Portland Trail Blazers, he's died at 71. He had been dealing with prolonged battle with cancer, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. Joe, forgive me.
I'm Steve.
Steve, you obviously, we talked about it before the show. You remember Bill Walton.
Right.
I remember him also as a college basketball commentator. And my editor, or former editor, he was he's from California. And I went to Facebook and I saw like a memorial post. I'm like, oh, no. Because that's how you find out everything nowadays on your phone. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, that really sucks. WNBA news here. The Chicago Sky are getting the attention of of basketball fans in the city of Chicago. Saturday's home opener on Saturday with... Saturday's home opener on Saturday. No kidding.
It was it on Saturday?
Yeah, I believe so. If memory serves me, it was.
Could have been on Saturday.
The home opener on Saturday was a sellout. Those in attendance included minority owner Dwayne Wade and his wife Gabrielle Union and musical artist Chance the Rapper. And the main draw is the number 7 overall pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, Angel Reese. The number 3 overall selection, Camila Cardoso, also a big name. She's sidelined due to a shoulder injury. Sky CEO Adam Fox told the Sun Times that the team's ticket sales and revenue have increased by 33% and 58% respectively.
Wow.
Yeah, that's insane. The Sky also matched their merchandise sales for the entire 2023 season in the 4 weeks since the draft.
Well, the National Hockey League, the Stars are at the Oilers tonight at 7:30. That's on TNT.
Yes.
And I was really watching what was going on with the Guardians, the ex-Indians, with the way they've been playing baseball this year. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
They lead, which is unusual for that team, leading basically both leagues.
Really? So, because I like the Guardians. I'm a Guardians guy.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I knew that they started out hot, and then they kind of took a step back in the AL. So they're leading the league again.
Oh, yeah. They've been winning. Although I saw a score a little while ago. They're unfortunately on the losing side of the score. I don't know what inning they're in or any what, but still, the kind of baseball they've been playing this season, I hope they go all the way.
Oh, absolutely. And, well, you just now mentioned scores. We do have one for the Braves game.
Oh, we do.
Yes, we do, unfortunately. In the top of the sixth, the Nationals are winning. Is that the sixth? I think so. Yes, in the top of the sixth, the Nationals are winning 7-0, so not a good look. Guardians are losing to the Rockies 7-4 in the middle of the fifth, I believe, by the way. But let's see. Sticking with the Atlanta theme, though, part of their struggling could be because Ronald Acuna Jr. will undergo surgery for an ACL tear. And as a result, he's missing the remainder of the season. We also have Marlins at Padres at 5:40. So in hour three, we'll give some updates on that.
We do have some NFL news.
Yes, unfortunately.
Well, just when we thought the Harrison Butker crisis was behind us, the Kansas City Chiefs kicker has returned to the podium to double down on his controversial remarks at the Regina...
Kaley is how I'd say it.
Okay, good. Academy's Courage Under Fire Gala in Nashville last Friday night. Butker asserted a lack of regret for his previous comments in spite of receiving, quote, a shocking level of hate, unquote. Butker was heavily criticized on social media for a commencement speech that stressed that women belong as wives, mothers, and homemakers. What is it, the 1850s?
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, and I noticed that Fox News kind of started this narrative, and then Harrison, during that speech that we're talking about right now, he said the same thing. It's like, as if he's getting hate because he's Christian. This has nothing to do with your Christian faith. You're literally telling women to get back to the kitchen. That's why people are upset with you.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, well, he wasn't talking to that crowd. It doesn't matter. If it's publicized, people are going to speak on it. We have people protesting at college campuses over Israel Hamas on the other side of the world. You think they're not going to talk about it? Someone actually in our country? Of course they are. So I don't know. There's a lot of ignorance in the Harrison Butker discussion for sure. And some more sad news in golf. Grayson Murray, a 2-time PGA Tour winner, died suddenly on Saturday morning at just 30 years old.
Wow.
The news came a day after he withdrew from the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial, and his family has confirmed that the cause of death was a suicide. So, of course, that is very upsetting there.
Yeah.
Steve, how about you take us into health, business, and science?
Well, researchers at the University of Wisconsin say there is a bird flu risk in drinking raw milk. Scientists at UW Madison say people who drink raw milk from cows that have bird flu are at risk because of the pasteurization process that kills the virus does not happen with raw milk. Researchers found cows can catch the bird flu, but they say there's no evidence that regular milk can pass the flu along, especially after it's pasteurized. There are no reports of anybody getting the bird flu from raw milk, but researchers say it's possible. The advice is to heat up any raw milk in order to kill the bird flu just in case.
I'm not a farmer, but I'll keep it in mind. Tens of millions of Americans are hitting the roads and skies for Memorial Day weekend. No shocker there.
Yeah.
In an interview with CBS's Face the Nation, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says that he expects to see record-breaking travel, emphasizing his agency's efforts to get airlines to minimize cancellations and delays. TSA reports more than 2.9 million passengers were screened at airports across the country Friday, and that's the highest number in more than two decades.
Well, speaking of airports and travel, there are no official numbers yet, but parking, if parking's any indication, there are a lot of people traveling through Pensacola International Airport. In an update, looks like the update was yesterday, the airport said they were at 98% parking capacity and were using the overflow lot on Tippett Avenue. Of course, various lots may reopen and close as people come and go, but they're advising if you're flying out, consider alternative transportation to the airport.
That sounds miserable.
I know.
And Nintendo is announcing plans for its second U.S. store. The video game giant revealed Friday that it plans to open a location in San Francisco's Union Square next year.
Oh, in Union Square.
Yeah, it says aside from its stores in Universal Studios theme parks, only New York City is home to the other Nintendo store location in the United States, and that opened back in 2005. This comes as earlier this month, the company confirmed it would announce its new gaming console within the fiscal year. 4:45 here before we wrap up Health, Business, and Science Notes. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, just looking at the roads here. I'm seeing a lot of clear roadways, Steve. How's the weather looking?
It's still out there. Just beyond the window.
I could have figured that, yes.
Well, look for a few clouds tonight, low of 76, maybe a few pop-up showers inland. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 89. Right now, it's 86 at Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, and 85 also in Milton, and that's the weather on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Thank goodness. Minor road issues and minor weather issues. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
All right, carrying on with Health, Business, and Science here. Starting pay for a flight attendant at American Airlines leaves many employees falling below the poverty line. American Airlines flight attendants should expect a starting salary of just over $27,000. In most states, that pay would qualify a single parent, one child household for food stamps and put folks with two kids below the poverty line. I don't know why I really stressed the L in folks.
Yeah,
folks. Mm. The union that bargains on behalf of American Airlines flight attendants almost unanimously agreed to authorize a strike if negotiations don't result in an agreement. Their contract expired in 2019, but negotiations paused during the pandemic.
Well, average gas prices are largely unchanged on this Memorial Day holiday weekend. The average cost of a gallon of regular unleaded is $3.59. That's across the country, of course. The same as it was yesterday, the same as it was a week ago. The cheapest average gallon is in Mississippi at $3.03. California, of course, has the highest at $5.12. I filled up on the way to work, and it was about $3.13 a gallon, which was not bad at all.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I don't really pay attention to gas prices. I just grab my card, you know, insert it, just fill my tank. But it typically costs me like over $50.
Wow. Here's a fun fact, though.
What's that?
Which I've always been curious about, because being old, I remember when all water was free. Nobody had bottled water or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I went to shopping, bottled water, one bottle, $2.86. Okay, that bottle, it's just water.
Yeah.
Came from a faucet of some kind, and that was it. Whereas fuel, you got to remember, it's got to be research, got to be, studies, got to, drill some test wells, and of course, it's got to be transported halfway across the world in big tankers, and then processed and spread all over the country. So at $3.13, I got no complaints.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, especially when you compare it to, as you said, the water bottle. Yeah, that's insane. And that definitely opens up a bigger topic of discussion that we can have another time. Pop culture notes here. An investigation is ongoing into the murder of a former soap opera star in downtown Los Angeles. The family of Johnny Wachter confirmed Sunday that the ex-General Hospital actor was gunned down over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. Investigators believe that Wachter was killed when he tried to stop three men from stealing the catalytic converter from his car in the early morning hours. The three suspects have yet to be tracked down.
Well, Mike Tyson is reportedly doing great after a health scare on a flight from Miami to Los Angeles. Tyson's representative said he became dizzy and nauseous due to an ulcer flare-up just before landing. Medics reportedly had to board the aircraft once it landed, but Tyson is pretty much okay. He set to fight Jake Paul in Texas on July the 20th.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I'm not going to watch it, but I can't wait to hear how it turns out. Bruce Springsteen is postponing several shows during his world tour because of a vocal issue. In a statement on social media Sunday, Springsteen's team said the singer made the decision this weekend on the advice of his doctor. The boss plans to reschedule the shows in France, Italy, and the Czech Republic at a later date. Springsteen and the E Street Band are in the middle of a world tour that includes stops in the U.S. and Europe, and the 74-year-old rock star was forced to halt his tour last fall alcohol while being treated for a peptic ulcer.
Well, if you go to the movies, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, is victorious over the Garfield movie at the Memorial Day weekend box office. The fifth film in the Mad Max franchise made $32 million over the four-day weekend. Garfield took second with just over $31 million at the debut of that film. This marks the worst Memorial Day weekend at the box office in almost three decades. That's excluding 2020 when the theaters were closed due to COVID. Furiosa missed expectations as it was projected to make between $40 and $45 million, while Garfield finished inside projections.
Oh, okay. I mean, probably need to, you know, follow IMAX's lead. Put that Blue Angel movie back out there.
Yeah, right.
The Tennessee Attorney General's office is investigating the attempt to foreclose on Graceland. Jonathan Scarmetti says his office is looking into Nausani Investments and Private Lending LLC, which claimed that Lisa Marie Presley used the property as collateral for a nearly $4 million loan. The company was moving ahead with a foreclosure sale when a Shelby County judge issued an injunction to postpone the proceedings. County officials, or rather Nausani Investments officials, told ABC 24 they would withdraw the claim and there was no harm meant.
I can't believe when I saw the headline when this all began that Graceland was bankrupt and going to be auctioned off. Really?
I don't know, but we hear about this with late stars every now and again. It's like their estates get into some legal battles or whatever, and you got family members saying one thing and the legal process is saying the other.
Yeah.
And hopefully this diffuses relatively quick. 4:50, when we return, we'll have another quick check of the roads and weather, obviously a very quick one, but also wacky weird stories, good news, so on so forth. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Bands on the Beach. Every Tuesday night at 7, bring a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music. This week, the Disco Kiss takes the stage, playing the best songs from the biggest bands of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Bring a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, very easygoing first hour. I hope to see that in hours two and three. Looking at the roads here, there doesn't appear to be much going on, from my perspective. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, hopefully they should not hold you up for too long. Steve, how about that weather?
Well, looks really good right now. Most of the clouds have kind of disappeared here along the coastline. Maybe a few clouds tonight, maybe a slight chance of a shower deep inland, low about 76. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 89. Right now, 86 in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, and 85 in Milton. And that's the weather on Pensacola right now.
All right. Yeah, you know, the best traffic and weather updates, this is what I always say. And when I say always say, I mean I've never said it on air before. But these traffic and weather updates, the best ones are when you only have to repeat yourself.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah.
You don't have any new information, nothing breaking. You just get to say, hey, it's still looking good.
And I like if you're that. Behind the wheel, drive safely.
Of course. Getting into some wacky and weird headlines here. A black bear named Oreo found his way into a home. And you can guess what he did when he got in there. He ate his namesake snack. Yes,
Oreo
that's correct.
Oreo cookies.
Absolutely. The bear broke into the home in the Southern California foothill community of Monrovia this past weekend. He went straight to the kitchen, grabbed what he wanted, which was apparently Oreos, and was caught on video leaving through the back door with the box of cookies in his mouth. The homeowners say Oreo has been going to several properties in the neighborhood, roaming backyards to look for food or to take a dip in swimming pools.
Smarter than the average bear.
A wholesome guest for sure, yeah.
No injuries are reported after a local motorist drove his car through the front doors of a New Hampshire convenience store late last week. Police say it was a return visit for the suspect who drove the car. He was ID'd as 35-year-old Richard Ruddy, who could be seen talking to a store clerk about 10 p.m. Thursday, sometime before he made his dramatic return. Witnesses say he got out of the vehicle, started pushing over store shelves and throwing store merchandise. Police reportedly arrived a few minutes later and took Ruddy into custody. And as of yesterday, he's still being held in preventive detention.
And I guess this is a good thing because I think some of these people are just simply unwell, but I just can't imagine what goes through your head. Like, it seems like he was angry if he started pushing over stuff, throwing store stuff. But, I mean, like, why? Like, I don't know what goes through your head when you think, I'm going to drive through this store and just go ballistic. I don't know. Weird. Also,
crazy.
You know, and it's weird. We're talking about weird headlines, and I just said it's weird. It's almost like it's supposed to be there. How about that? There's a monkey on the loose in South Carolina.
Oh, no, a monkey's on the loose.
Yeah, there's a lot of animal headlines here. The sheriff's office in Colleton County says a primate has been wandering around in the Walterboro area. That's about 50 miles west of Charleston. Authorities didn't identify the primate, but a picture taken by a resident shows one that looks similar to a baboon. The animal's owner has been trying to recapture it since Friday, but there's no word on how it got loose. Residents are asked not to approach him and just to report any sightings. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is one of the easiest animals to underestimate the strength of. Stay the heck away from that thing.
Right. In fact, a little historic context. Back in the 1930s, they shot a lot of the original Tarzan movies with Johnny Weissmuller in the area of the Big Bend of Florida. And they had the monkeys, and the monkeys escaped, and their descendants are still living in the trees in that area. And I was always curious about how it is to live in that area of Florida and basically have monkeys in the trees.
No, that's
just
scary.
Hanging around.
Yeah. Nuh-uh. Well, please give us some positive news on animals.
Okay,
now.
I got some good news here. A 70-year-old, speaking of animals, flamingo named Gertrude just laid her very first egg.
Hey, never too late.
Yeah, see, the director of her nature preserve in England says she's been unlucky in love, but recently started shacking up with a flamingo named Gil, who's 33 years younger.
Dang, okay, Gertrude.
Yeah, okay, way to go. They don't know if the egg will hatch or not, but say it's been a fantastic experience for her either way. See, 70 is old for a flamingo. They usually live to about 40. So,
Well, let's see.
She likes them young.
Yes, she does. Okay, I was trying. Well, dang, that means the boy isn't too young either. What, that makes him 37?
Yeah.
We got two old folks getting it on. Good for them. As I said, never too late to find love as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, us old folks.
And three baby peregrine falcons. Talking about old animals to new animals.
Yeah.
They have hatched on top of New York City's iconic Verrazano Bridge. The MTA announced the new arrivals on Friday and said the chicks are about 3 weeks old. The baby falcons were hatched in a specially built nesting box placed at the top of the 693-foot South Tower on the Brooklyn side of the span. Every year near the end of May, city workers scale the tower to put identifying bands on any falcon chicks that may have hatched. Peregrines are on the state's endangered bird list.
Whoa, that's
How about that?
Aww.
Yeah, that's sweet. All righty, just about 5 o'clock here. WEAR Top of Hour News is fixing to start. When we return, we'll give you another rundown of everything happening in your world today. As Joe would say, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.